And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I want to thank Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com for believing in this show every week, and we believe in you for listening. Thank you for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll have a seminar on allergies. It's allergy season, a complete seminar. What you need to know about allergies at 34 past the hour. In the meantime, we'll get through some of the top medical news stories of the week. Dr. Mike puts these together every week. Are there ways to find good health care when you don't have health care insurance, Dr. Mike?
The answer is absolutely yes. And what we should do is one, this will, in fact, be more important or more easy to find health care because you'll have much more likely to have health insurance once the ACA, the Accountable Care Act, comes fully into service. But the one is visit a community health center. So these centers are located around the country, usually in inner city and poorer areas, but they offer or exceed the standard of quality offered in private practices. See a nurse practitioner, such as in one of the drugstore clinics. Hire a negotiator if you don't have insurance to negotiate the medical price for you, and then go to a health fair because you often will get screenings for the top five: blood pressure, cholesterol, glaucoma, bone density, as well as waist for height. And I already said blood pressure, but also blood sugar. And that is, in fact, one of the important things. The other thing is you can keep your health better by just walking, eating healthy. That is, if you will, a relatively meat-free diet. It doesn't have to be tasteless. You want to make it tasteful, so you can find out all those things online. You can go to our website, in fact, at ClevelandClinicWellness.com to find a recipe a day that's healthy and tasty and that doesn't contain red meat. You occasionally will have chicken and occasionally, and more than occasionally, salmon or ocean trout, as well as a lot of other sample that are primarily vegetarian-based, and they are really tasty. So you can do walking, you can do eating healthy, and you can learn stress management online for free, or even one of our online programs that's excellent, Stress Free Now. And once you do those things, you knock down 75% of the chronic disease you're likely to have. So the best thing to do, I think, rather than just try and find inexpensive medical care when you need it, is plan for that in advance by doing healthy things to prevent your needing medical care.
Now, you go to a health fair and you get checked for all the vitals, the cholesterol and the blood pressure and everything else you can get at a health fair, and they determine you have one of these problems. Then what do you do?
Then you can go to a family health center, and those family health centers will, you'll be able to see the physician. The family, the community health center is the actual what they're called, the community health center, and you will see a doctor, a nurse practitioner, and you'll get medications for those conditions and then get it filled, and they can even talk to you. There's a site called the American Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association site where if you don't have enough money for any pharmaceutical, they will get you to the right company and be able to get you that pharmaceutical for essentially free.
And another good thing about the health fairs is that a lot of times they have educational materials in addition to recommending that you see a physician if it's necessary, but a lot of good educational materials that might have recipes or good recommendations for how you can tackle whatever problem you have.
I've always heard that anybody in this country is never ever denied medical care if they need it. Now, we've always had insurance. I've always been insured by somebody, my parents or me or us now. So is that true? If you have a problem, you can go someplace, any place, and be treated? Is that how that works?
It's not any place. It has to be a place that used Hill-Burton funds sometime since 1946. But that's virtually every municipal hospital, every academic medical center. And they have the obligation, if you go into the emergency room and require treatment, to treat you.
And you can also contact your county's health department. Right now I'm doing my internship rotation through my program, spending 6 weeks at the Summit County Public Health Agency. And all of these programs that they offer, I am through grants, through federal grants, I'm so amazed because I had no idea that a lot of them existed. And I think that a lot of times people don't know that they exist. So you can contact your county's public health department and find out about more things.
So you can get treated for something if you're not insured, and then after it's done, you walk out, and you're done? You know what I'm saying? If you walk into a facility and you're treated, you don't have any health insurance, they treat you, they supposedly fix you, and that's it. You say thank you, and you can walk out the door?
If you have assets that they can go after, okay, they will try and go after them.
Okay.
But if you don't have assets, if you're too poor or have only a home and don't have any bank account, et cetera, they don't go after you. And, in fact, so most of the, although 60% of bankruptcies are caused by medical expenses, one of the good things to know is that there are a lot of stopgap programs. So the hospital doesn't want to go after you, so they will try and get you on one of the other programs that will insure you and cover you for catastrophic health care costs, which is what would happen if you had to be admitted. The family or community health centers... That's right. When you see someone at the community health centers, you basically see them and go away, and you have no obligation to pay anything.
Well, that's good to know. These are some simple things I've never known before. I think it's good to get that stuff out there because someone probably doesn't know either, like me. Before I go to the break and the allergy guest at 34 past the hour, what's a Western diet and why isn't it good for seniors?
Well, the Western diet is one that is high in fried food, processed food, and I'm gonna they look at this is a very interesting one. So it is fried food, processed food, and red meat, pies, sweetened desserts, chocolates that weren't 100% or that weren't if you will, real chocolate. They were milk chocolate and trans fat chocolate. Refined grains, high-fat dairy products, and condiments. And when they looked at those, the people who had the worst of the Western diets were, in fact, compared to the average person, they were, and they looked at it 16 years follow-up, and they did more than almost 4,000 men and 1,500 women who were at age 51 at baseline. If they looked at age 67, 16 years later, the participants with the Western diet were 50% less likely to reach that age, 67, from any cause, that is, whether it was cardiovascular or cancer-related deaths, and they had a lot more disability, almost three times the disability rates of people who had, quote, ideal diets. So the basic message is you should avoid those processed foods, red meat, sweetened foods, bakery products, if you will, that are not 100% whole grain, and foods with saturated and trans fat, whole milk products.
You ever notice when you see commercials for fast food, that a lot of them, a majority and a lot of them advertise bacon? You ever notice that bacon this, bacon baconator, bacon cheeseburger, triple baconator?
Oh my God! People love bacon.
And Michael Simon, who lives in Cleveland and is the winner of the Iron Chef and is on the Chew every day or
right,
most days. Everything in his restaurants at the basketball game has bacon in it or is wrapped in bacon, etc.
Yeah.
And I consider him one of the leading suppliers of patients to the Cleveland Clinic. So those restaurants, if you want to commit suicide, it's a slow suicide, but it's a long period of disability. If you want to have heart surgery, if you enjoy having bypasses, if you will, stents, go ahead and have that bacon.
Yeah, bacon is a big draw in a lot of these commercials. I just noticed that, and it was a good time to bring that up. Allergy season is here, a seminar on allergies.
You know, it's a great way. Having that bacon is a great way to make the U.S. non-competitive for jobs.
We'll be back. Stay well. Radio MD.